Did I mention this was WHCL 88.7 FM in Clinton, New York? There, I thought you ought to know that. And coming right up, it's Radiola.
Silver Threads Among the Gold, sung by Mr. Henry Burr, Columbia Records. Life is fading.
shining daylight, put out the lamplight, here comes a newborn day. You've got to say goodbye to all your dreaming, the night has passed away. The sunbeams are dancing and laughing with glee, the leaves on the trees waving howdy to me. It seems like the whole world's a big jubilee. Wake up, chillin', wake up. The love song of nature caressing your ear will tell you that springtime is hovering near. The spirit of gladness is bringing good cheer. Wake up, chillin', wake up. Each golden hour treated like a treasure rare. Love is in power. Now's the time to give your share. The river is singing and I'm singing too. The dream clouds are drifting away in the blue. The voice of the morning is calling to you. Wake up, chillin', wake up.
This is Radio. I'm Andy Sr. and welcome to a show I'm calling the Big Odometer. And the Big Odometer turns for me next week sometime. So not that it's perceptible change, because I still feel wonderful, of course. But you know, there's a gradual understanding that you're gonna, you know, hit that you're gonna hit that brick wall sometime. And I'm looking at it from a distance at this point, but it seems like a distance. Perhaps things are closer than they appear. But this is Radio WHCL 88.7 FM in Clinton, New York, at beautiful Hamilton College, WHCL.org. And thank you for streaming tonight. I'll try to keep it light. Yes, happy birthday. That's always said, you know, when you're a kid. That's of course it is, because you want to get older. But then when you get close to the age I'm going to be, you say, well, you know, I'd like to hang out here for a while. Let not time move forward inexorably, as it has been. But indeed, time must march on, and must we all march with time. We began with Henry Burr, Silver Threads Among the Gold. Yes, yes indeed. 1903, that was recorded, yes, as they announced it, so I didn't have to say much. Columbia Record, actually off an Archaeophone CD, Henry Burr, yeah. Nat Shilkret with the Victor Orchestra. Baby's Birthday Party. 1930. Well, when you're a baby, they're fun, you know. That's true, because you think, you know, there's a big fuss being made about you. Most of the time, they're ignoring you, and then you get something like that, and you get to put your hands in the cake and make a mess, and nobody hits you for about 2 weeks, or 2 hours, I should say. Hannah Troubadour's Wake Up Chillin', 1929. We're going to continue now. Let's get all the bad stuff out of the way first, shall we? Then we'll have some fun. Here's Bessie Smith in 1927. You have Fletcher Henderson on the piano. And I think it's Tommy Ladney or one of those guys in the Fletcher Henderson band. I looked it up and I forgot it. Well, that's my senior moment for today. And you're going to experience a lot of them, because I'm Andy Sr. and I have a lot of senior moments. Here it is, Dying by the Hour.
It's a no story. Thank you. at all. Why, I'll never be a dreamer reaping sorrow. I'll never see my little castle fall. I want to love you today, the little bluebird calling. Shadows of gray he's always hiding from, and he will tell you it's true what I'm telling to you. Happiness lives only one day through, so give me today, tomorrow never will come.
That's Give Me Today, and I feel that way. Boy, do I feel that way. We started with some pretty morbid stuff. Bessie Smith, Dying by the Hour, 1927. And my correspondent, my friend called me and said, yes, that is Tommy Ladnier. So I didn't mess up there. I'm glad I didn't. Gene Austin, St. James Infirmary, 1930. And that's, yeah, that's it's mortality. I mean, we're all looking at that. What can you do? It's there, and it's you know I keep it around. It's like a pet dog that'll bite you eventually. I don't know, something like that. And then Give Me Today, which is what I say. Give me today because I feel really good today. That was Arthur Hall on that vocal. That was the California Ramblers in 1926. I'm Andy Senior, and I'm aging by the hour, but not dying by the hour. Thank goodness. Radiola. On WHCL in Clinton, New York. You love it, don't you? Well, I do. I'm not going to speak for you. I have to speak for me. WHCL.org. And thank you for streaming. Here's Sonny Clay. And this, boy, this is how I feel sometimes. In my dreams. Well, yes. That's quite an arena. You can do a lot of things there as you can't do otherwise. 1928, Sonny Clay and his orchestra. Thank you. Was the Redheads, and yes, the Redheads, Red Nichols, Myth Mole. I don't know, I looked up about six different personnel lists, so I can't remember if that was Fud Livingston or Jimmy Dorsey, but I'm going to go with Fud Livingston because he needs to be pushed up in the ranks. And a lot of great people, of course, Vic Burton on the traps there. What a sound. Nothing does like it used to do. Well, at least it doesn't do as well. I'll say that. It doesn't do as much, and it doesn't do it as often. But, it still does. And that was from 1927. Before that, Spike Hughes, British band, wonderful British band. Actually, they were one of the early bands to get it over there about swing and what have you. And Spike played. He had hired some musicians over here and made some wonderful records later on. This is from 1930, The Way I Feel Today. The Way I Feel Today isn't bad, so let's go. Let it go with that. Beginning with Sonny Clay and his orchestra, In My Dreams, 1928. Well, we all have to have dreams. Sometimes people confuse them with reality, but indeed we all must have dreams. And my dream is that I'll have a lot of listeners someday. This is Radiola. Andy Sr., WHCL 88.7 FM in Clinton, New York, WHCL.org. Now, on Radiola, we continue with Eddie Cantor. The older they get, the younger they want them. And that's talking about guys. Actually, it should be the other way around. It really should. That was from 1920. So let's see what Eddie has to say on that topic.
There's lots of good music in an old violin. I've heard my granddaddy say he looks old and feeble, but he isn't all in. He's getting younger each day. There's lots of old men at 82. Do they love the girls? I'll say they do. Because the older they get, the younger they want them. The old men, you bet, aren't slow. The old men look harmless, and they are as a rule. But I wouldn't trust them around the girls' high school. A girl of 16 can be a sweet mama to a baby who's old and gray. I know an old man with rheumatics in his feet, but when he's around the girls, he's like an athlete. Because the older they get, the younger they want them, and they're wanting them younger every day. Now many a fellow with no hair on his head has lots of wisdom, they say. There's many a gent who's just a little bit bent, doing the shimmy today. Those quiet old men who look so mild, any baby can bend them till they're wild. Because the older they get, the younger they want them. The old men, you bet, aren't slow. I know an old geezer with a kink in his back, but bring him a girl and he's a jumping jack. A girl of 16 can be a sweet mama to a baby who's old and gray. When men reach second childhood, let them have their fling. There's no reason why they can't play house and everything. Because the older they get, the younger they want them, and they're wanting them younger every day.
Oh, I'm gonna make hay while the sun shines in Virginia. I'm right enough there still remaining here.
Showing signs of lethargy, which are, you know, that happened. You know, you just sometimes I just feel like taking a nap, and I sit down, and it's 3 hours later, and I wonder where the night went. So I'm up all night, which is okay. But that's Lee Morris. Everybody's too tired. I wonder if the guy, you know, Eddie Cantor's guy got too tired, too. Before Lee Morris and Too Tired, that was from 1924, the year my father was born, incidentally, which was, you know, something to think about. Marion Harris, I'm going to make hay while the sun shines in Virginia. And that was from 1916. Yes. And we all have to make hay while the sun shines because it's getting toward mid-afternoon now. And before that, Eddie Cantor, the older they get, the younger they want them, 1920. Well, as I said before, I never understood the logic of that. You know, if there's any 20, 25-year-old guys out there listening, you know, find yourself a nice 45-year-old woman, because when 20 years later, you'll be shot and she'll still be looking good. And that's a fact, Jack. Believe me. This is Radiola, and believe me, it's quite nice tonight. Very, very temperate here in Clinton, New York, WHCL-FM, 88.7WHCL.org. Continuing now, well, let's just look at the bright side here. Henry King and his orchestra, Don Reed on the vocal. Here they are in 1935. The Night is Young.
Young and healthy, and so are you. When the moon is in the sky, tell me what am I to do? If I could hate ya, I'd keep away. But that ain't my nature. I'm full of that vitamin A, say. I'm young and healthy, so let's be bold. In a year or two or three, maybe we will be too old.
You've got your health. That sounded like Ray Noble making those comments. There's a slight air of skepticism in there. That was from 1937. Ray Noble and his orchestra. Sounded like an American recording. Very upbeat, very happy stuff. I got my health. I don't know why. I don't know how that happened. God knows. Before that, Roy Fox and his band, Young and Healthy, 1933. I'm guessing it might have been later. But I'm guessing 33, or right about that. Henry King began the set with, "The night is young, and so am I," he said into his sleeve. 1935, that Don Reed vocal on that. And this is Radio LM Andy Sr. And, I'm going to continue for another hour after this. Tomorrow night, listen to Mark Fuller, 8 p.m., Retro Radio. Radio just like you remember it, with little production bits he throws in there, and commercials, and jingles, and oh boy, what amazing stuff. If you like 50s music, and a lot of people like this, like that too, so enjoy that. Mark is on at 8 p.m. here on WHCL, 88.7 FM, Clinton, New York, WHCL.org, and it's a 96K stream now, so enjoy that. It's really nice. And now here's a change of pace. This is from Gilbert and Sullivan production of Patience, recorded in 1930. And I figure this fits in beautifully. And Bertha Lewis doing the part of Lady Jane at the beginning of the second act of that wonderful show, which is my favorite Gilbert and Sullivan piece. And I've trimmed the recitative, but the chorus will say it all. Here's Bertha Lewis as Lady Jane.
Silver is the bird.